I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zach Gale, bidding for Scotty Farrell right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's head out to the hotline right now, welcoming a man that one day will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, had 125.5 career sacks in the National Football League, was a 7-time Pro Bowler, and just got a big fat ring on his finger with this time with the Indianapolis Colts winning a Lombardi Trophy, and that is Dwight Freeney, kind enough to give us a few minutes right now. Once again on CBS Sports Radio. Dwight, how you been? Appreciate the time.
I've been good. How you guys been?
Well, been fantastic. Can't complain. And, hey, last time we did talk, your Syracuse football team was doing a very nice job. They ended up finishing the season with 10 wins. And I saw the top 25 in the coaches poll came out today, and they're ranked right there at 22nd. What a job by Dino Babers that he's done at Syracuse.
No, absolutely. You know, it's been a rough ride, you know, for Syracuse alum. You know, over the years, at least my years and when I played for Indianapolis and, you know, throughout the other teams I played for, you know, it was tough to watch my old Syracuse Orangers not winning the games that they needed to win. And now, man, they're really taking, I would say they're really taking the turn for the better. You know, let's see if they can be more consistent with, you know, and being one of those marquee names that we know that they can be. You know, but I think Davis has done a great job of recruiting and getting those guys motivated to play.
It was a good time to be a Cuse football fan last year, like you are, as being a former player. Also a good time to be a fan of the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck coming back, was healthy last year. Team got to the playoffs, won a playoff game before losing in the second round to the Chiefs. But now we start off really training camp with more injury news on Andrew Luck. Has that calf strain since April. They have him sitting out now. There should be an update tomorrow when him and Frank Reich do meet. How concerned are you right now just with the injury past on other body parts with Andrew Luck?
I think, you know what, the Colts training staff, and I've been there for numerous years, they have a great training staff, and they deal with, you know, injuries really well, man. And I think Andrew's a competitor, and he's a guy who likes to grind and knows how to get right, get his body right, and get back on that field. So as of right now, it's early, you know, and I feel like a calf strain, depending on how bad it is, you know, it can be remedied pretty quickly. And as a quarterback, I think it's not as detrimental as other positions. Yes, you know, Andrew's a guy who likes to move around in the pocket and scramble. And yes, you do have to do some planting off that foot. But I think that type of injury would be way worse if you were one of those positions, like a skill position guy, where you had to actually run and really make hard cuts. So because of the fact that, you know, Andrew is a quarterback and, you know, he can do more pocket passing and still throw the ball and continue with his timing if need be, I think this should be fun.
I don't care who you root for. You want to see a guy like this stay healthy because he's one heck of a talent. And it was nice to see him back on the football field after all the ups and downs that he's had to suffer. You know what he's like as a player, other than the health last year and being able to play a full 16 and playing 2 playoff games, what really stood out to you about him last year?
I mean, what Andrew is one of those guys, you know, I was lucky enough to play with Andrew, you know, in his first year and in my last year. And I just kind of looked at his, you know, the things that he used to do on and off the field. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, really dedicated himself to his craft, went in the meeting rooms, studied all the film that he needed to, was a great leader on and off the field, and just a great guy, just great, genuine, good person. So, you know, being around that type of thing is infectious. And I think that, you know what, having him healthy and doing what Andrew does will just make, you know, obviously the city of Indianapolis better, the team better, but the NFL better, because you want to have good people doing great things, and Andrew's definitely one of them.
It has to be tough for a quarterback to really impress you because you got to see Peyton for all those years. Andrew Luck comes in year one. I know it was a wacky situation, but it was the right move because Peyton was injured and he eventually went on to win another Super Bowl, but you had a chance to get that next franchise quarterback. When was the moment that even Dwight Freeney said, even with seeing what Peyton was able to do, in that 1 year with Luck that you said, wow, you know, we know this kid. Even though you hear all the hype, you know he's really going to be special and he's really impressive.
I mean, I think it was more collective because, if you know, guys can go out there and make a big play, you know, and just, you know, everyone has that ability at the NFL level. You know, if you play in the NFL, you have the ability to make a big play. But the thing is, the good ones and the great ones make those big plays more consistently. And that's what I saw from Andrew throughout my experience with him, is that he was making big plays all of the time, not just some of the time, all of the time. So, you know, that's a true mark of a guy who is a great player, and hopefully he can stay healthy and give the Colts that edge they need.
Dwight Freeney here with us on CBS Sports Radio. A great year for the Colts last year for where they were the last few years. Like we talked about, the health was so important with Luck. You had some nice draft picks on the offensive line, and then also at the linebacker, you know, with Darius Leonard and also Quentin Nelson. It's a good football team last year. You know, though, when you make the playoffs, the next year everyone wants to see if they're going to replicate that again. Do you expect any regression, especially now? You had a coach go from year one to year two. You see how the rest of the league will adapt. What type of year are you expecting with the Colts?
I'm expecting a big year from those guys. You know what? The thing is, the way they won football games, you know, there was no hiding it. You know, it was through tough work, offensive linemen being solid, protecting Andrew. That's blue-collar type of stuff. Those guys up front for Andrew and, you know, the running game, you know, there's no trick to that. You know, there's no fluke to that. Those guys worked hard on a day-to-day basis throughout practice and built a team that, you know, teams had to, you know, really step up to stop. You know, you had a dual threat, you know, offensively, and that defense was starting to trend in the right direction at the right time. You know, so now with some of the new additions that they have to the roster, I think that they're going to be pretty good, man. I honestly do. I'll be really surprised if the Colts don't play well.
And in that division, it's a tough division. So you really don't know how it's going to play out. But we know the Texans are a good football team with Watson and Hopkins on that duo. You have J.J. Watt on the defensive side of the ball. The Jaguars, even though they had a sloppy year last year, they get Nick Foles, the Super Bowl MVP. And with the Titans, a good defense, but it comes down to the health of Mariota. How do you look at this division right now?
Man, this division is become one of those divisions where you just don't know who's going to win. You know, but for years it was like that, you know. But now it's kind of like, you know, and I guess when I say years it was like that, it was like that when you had teams that are going to be 8-8. You didn't know. They didn't really have a great team, you know, in that division. So it was like, whoever wins it. You know, now we're talking about teams that are hard to beat, no matter where you're coming from. AFC, NFC, come see those teams, and you're going to have a battle on your hands. So I really couldn't tell you who is going to win that division. You know, obviously my heart is with the Colts, and I think they can do a great job. Houston has been doing some great things down there, and they're building momentum year in and year out. But, you know, like I said, my heart is with Indianapolis, and hopefully they can continue to do the right thing and trend towards a Super Bowl.
That's going to be the tricky part this year. You're going to have a lot of good teams missing out on the postseason, maybe even a few double-digit win teams, because in both conferences, the North and the South are so tough to predict, and there's so many good teams. It's going to be a dogfight if you don't win that division for the wild card spots.
No, absolutely, and that's a tough part. When you can't win, when you just can't say, like, you know, the Patriots, they're going to win their division, okay? So they already have a ticket going into the playoffs regardless. You know, you can't say that about, you know, the division Indianapolis and those guys are in, because it's just they have too much competition. Those teams are so good, and you just, you know, they're going to be beating each other up, and you know what? No one's going to know what's going to happen until late November.
Who are your top four teams right now in the AFC? Just the AFC. Give me the first four teams that you think are the best.
Let's see. I would say, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, obviously you got to say the Patriots, right? And I think the Chiefs. So you got the Chiefs. And then after that, it becomes kind of, you know, will the Chargers come back? You know, and all the stories right now is about Melvin Gordon. Is he going to leave? Is he demanding a trade? Is he going to come back? So, you know, I think you have to throw the Chargers in the mix, you know, hopefully that if all their weapons continue to stay. And then that fourth spot is up for grabs. I mean, that spot right there is up for grabs. You just don't know if it's going to be in Indianapolis, if it's going to be a Houston. You know, Jacksonville, you know, they have a great defense. You know, will Nick Foles come in there and turn that team around? So, honestly, I wouldn't be able to give you an answer for four because there's so many teams out there that could potentially have that spot, but I can definitely give you three.
Talking to the Super Bowl champ and a seven-time Pro Bowler in Dwight Freeney right now on CBS Sports Radio. It's on the bench, Zach Gelb in for Scotty Farrell. Dwight, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. Hang tight with us because we're up against the break, and this has been awesome so far. I do want to delve into, though, when we come back, touch on some of the teams in the NFC, and also want to circle back in on the AFC and get your thoughts in more depth on Patrick Mahomes and also touch on Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. He's Dwight Freeney. I'm Zach Gelber coming on back on CBS Sports Radio right after these short messages.
He's glad you're still here. Now back to the Zach Gelb Show.
It's on the bench right here on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelb in for Scotty Farrell. And we're joined now for another segment by the seven-time Pro Bowler and the Super Bowl champion in Dwight Freeney. Dwight, thank you for holding on with us through the break. Let's pick it back up with the Dallas Cowboys. They have three big-time contract situations right now, and I'm curious how they're going to play out. I think all three will eventually get paid. You just wonder when that's going to happen. For Dak and Amari Cooper, they're good players, not great players, so what type of contracts will they get will be very intriguing. But then I saw that Stephen Jones said earlier today that the Cowboys aren't going to be market setters. And you look at Ezekiel Elliott, there's a case to be made that he could be the highest paid running back in football with his talents. You wonder here with Dallas if these contract situations and all the distractions and the noise right now with Jason Garrett entering the final year of his contract will eventually prevent this team, who's a good team on paper, accomplishing what they want to do this season.
Well, you know what? I think we're kind of used to distractions in Dallas. You know,
you're not wrong. Yeah, I think Jerry Jones likes it too.
exactly. For years upon years, I don't remember them not having a distraction. You know, so I think it's kind of part of their DNA, I guess, unfortunately, for those Cowboys fans. But you know what? In the end, you know, I think they're going to get something together, hopefully. I mean, you can't get rid of Zeke. I mean, Zeke is just such a dominant force at running back. You know, he does everything. He's the workhorse. He does everything for that offense. You know, you can't throw the ball the same way if Zeke's not in the game, because the thing is, you know, you have to load up eight in the box to stop him. And all of a sudden, you load up eight in the box, and now those passing lanes are open. You know, so I don't know what they're going to do, but I know one thing. They need to keep that running back. He is a beast.
If everyone's healthy in the NFC East, which we know is never the case, and that's a big concern for the Eagles and Carson Wentz, and let's say these contract situations with Dallas do get resolved, at full strength, do you like the Cowboys or the Eagles this year?
I would have to say the Cowboys at full strength. I think that they just, on paper, I mean, that defense, the way they play up front, the way they play, it's they have the pieces to being a very good team. You know, and like you started to say, you know, we have to keep the distractions off the field to a minimum with that team, unfortunately. But if they can, you know, they have a recipe to being a really good team and winning the division for sure. You know, you got Giants, you don't know what's going to happen there. You know, you got the Redskins, you don't know what's going to happen there. You know, and Philly, you think they'll be good, but, you know, they have down years.
One thing about the Eagles, and it's tricky because when the quarterback's healthy, he's an MVP in this league. We saw that 2 years ago, what the numbers he was putting up. If he's able to stay healthy this year, I just give him the edge in that division because I just believe that Carson's so much better than Dak. I know it's more than that, but both these teams have a lot of talent. So that's why I go with Philly personally.
Well, see, the thing, that, and that's you. See, I'm not a quarterback guy, right?
You just like to hit him.
Yeah, I like to hit him, right? So for me, it's more about defensive line and the team, the actual team that surrounds that quarterback and also the that defense. I mean, you have to have a complete team in the National Football League to win games this year. And yeah, Carson Wentz, he's a tremendous talent. But the quarterback is only going to be as good as what's surrounding or the play calling or the offensive line. Okay, so as good as we think he is, if the play calling isn't right or that offensive line isn't solid or those weapons that he has isn't on point, then we're going to be talking about another year of, oh, God, here we go. What's going to happen with Philadelphia?
When we talk about hitting quarterbacks, is wrapping up with Dwight Freeney on CBS Sports Radio, we'll be a Hall of Famer one day. 125 and a half sacks in his career. Patrick Mahomes, he's tough to get to. He's tough to take down. Even when you think you're getting to him, he finds a way to throw the ball maybe behind his back. No look. Who knows? It's this guy's a video game right now. How would you try to approach Patrick Mahomes if you were playing? And what adjustments do you think the league's going to throw at him this year?
Well, I think the thing is, I mean, what they do, and it's Andy Reid at his finest right now. He is. They keep teams off balance, okay? So Andy Reid was always a tough challenge to play against because the fact that, you know what, he's going to find a hole, he's going to do a trick play, he's going to do something to kind of keep you off balance. And as a defensive player, what you want to do and be is comfortable. You want to know what's going to happen, okay? And then you want to execute your game plan. And sometimes when you play against a team coached by Andy Reid, it's kind of like you don't know where it's going to come from because he's one of those minds where, you know, he finds a little hole, he gives you a different look, and all of a sudden you hadn't prepared for the look, and there you go. Now you insert a guy like Patrick Mahomes, and you put Patrick back there, all of a sudden it's like when those plays and you figure out exactly what Andy wanted to do, now you got him running around in the backfield, throwing the run, making all types of explosive plays, it becomes very hard to stop. So, I mean, I would personally, if I was playing against those guys, I would do a prayer before and at halftime to try to figure out how to stop that offense from being executing their game plan. I would change up different looks so Patrick would actually have to try to make plays with his feet. I mean, don't give him the looks that he's used to, okay? And if you can do that, then you have to pray that hopefully he just doesn't, you know, run past a guy and score a touchdown.
And we talk about both sides of the ball. I want to see what that defense could do because they couldn't get off the field in the playoffs. And, hey, you look at Andy Reid. He's been a very good coach in this league for a long time, but he's missing that ring. Wasn't able to get it in Philly and doesn't have it so far in KC. For a while, your Colts teams, they came up short, but eventually – they got that ring, and your defense, people don't talk about it, was really good in that playoff run. Do you believe that Andy Reid, when it's all said and done, will get a ring on his finger from the National Football League?
Man, that's tough. That's a tough question because, you know, he's definitely deserving of a ring, okay? I mean, for the work that he's put in. But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to get one. You know, and you know, you have a lot of great players who play in this game and great coaches who coach in this game. And sometimes it comes, you know, a lot more goes into winning a Super Bowl than just having a great team. You know, you have to have some luck on your side. You know, the ball has to bounce your way. You have to have that right. And you also have to have defense. For those, for Andy, the thing is he didn't have a defense that was getting people off the field. It was pretty much score as many points as possible and outscore everybody. But you can't win in the playoffs that way. Okay, you can win during the regular season that way, but it's hard to win in the playoffs that way because teams that are in the playoffs are more disciplined and they figure that type of stuff out. So you're kind of like, okay, great, you can win this, but are you going to win the Super Bowl? You just don't know. So I think Andy has the talent to be there. Will he win? We'll see.
Do you buy the Cleveland Browns making the playoffs this year? Touch on that North, too, in the AFC. Because, hey, Pittsburgh, I think they're going to make a little bounce back. And then the Ravens, you know, I'm wondering what Lamar Jackson will do.
Man, you know, I'm rooting for Cleveland. Because Cleveland has been through a lot, as we all know.
That's an understatement.
as a franchise. You know, we have the most loyal fans in the world. And, you know, I would love to see those guys win. I think they have some talent to make the playoffs. Absolutely. Will they make the playoffs? I hope. And that's all I can say.
You don't sound too confident.
Well, you know what it is sometimes it takes, you know, a lot of players who have been there and done that and in that veteran leadership so that they understand what it takes to get there. And, you know, they're marquee guys. I don't know. You have to have more than one or two guys sometimes to really get that winning attitude and that tradition in that organization. So that's the only thing I think that's maybe missing. You know, they have the talent on paper. But like I said, you know, if Pittsburgh has been a solid team, you know, regardless, in year in, year out, they have always been in the mix of either winning the division or being right there to hopefully be in the playoffs. So it's kind of like, you know, it depends on the other teams. And, you know, like I said, I'm rooting for them. You know, I'll maybe make the call after the first month. How about that? Is that cheating?
That's fair enough. You know how to play the game as an analyst now, wrapping up with Dwight Freeney.
Exactly.
Hey, Dwight, last one before we let you run, and you've been great as you are with us each and every time you come on. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony is this weekend, and a lot of people you know are going into the Hall. But for your career, it's without a doubt you're going to be a Hall of Famer. You're going to get that day one day. Do you ever start thinking about that now, even though it's a few years down the road?
You know, I honestly hadn't. It's one of those things where, you know, it's not up to you, you know, and hopefully one day if I get voted in, that'll be a tremendous blessing for me and the family. And all
Dwight,
I'm a
Patriot fan. I'm telling you, even as a Patriot fan, you're getting in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about it. If they don't get you in the Hall of Fame, they should shut the Hall of Fame down.
Oh, man, well, I appreciate that. But, you know, the thing is, it's so funny because, you know, I'm getting inducted into the Ring of Honor this year from the Indianapolis Colts. And that is something that I never even thought about.
Wow.
You know, it was just kind of like, you know, I played the game. I love the game. I just play it. But I wasn't sitting there thinking about, okay, so when I'm done, what is going to happen? Am I going to be in the ring? It's not one of those things that's on the forefront of my mind. So, yeah, hopefully, yes, one day. It'll be if it can ever happen, I'll be floored, you know. And it's such a, you know, the talent that's in the Hall of Fame. It's just mind-boggling, man, to be even mentioned with those guys.
How much do you miss the game still as a player?
I definitely miss it. I think it's, you know, that's why I played so long. You know, I played 16 years at a physical position, defensive end, okay? So every play that I was in the game, it was contact happening, and I was getting hitting somebody, or, you know, somebody was hitting me or what have you, or my teammates were hitting me somehow. So it's a lot of abuse in the body. So you better love the game. And that's a game that I absolutely love. You know, I'm always going to miss it. You know, especially on Sundays, that's the day that, you know, I didn't care. I'll play when I'm 80 if I could, you know, go out there and feel that adrenaline of the crowd and the fans behind you and the teammates behind you, just going out there, just doing the game that you love.
Hey, Dwight, you're the best. Best of luck. We can't wait till you get into the Hall. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.